Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Amen. Glory be to God. Just a little digital something going on there. Amen, Jesus. But we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Get your heart and your minds ready on tonight. Glory to God. We're going to call one of our PNN prayer warriors on tonight to bless the line for us, to sanctify the line. Sanctify the line, people of God. This is the time that we come, glory be to God, to sanctify the line. Amen. That he would look upon us, look within us. Glory to God. Anything, any residue, glory to God, anything that we've done wrong, we ask for forgiveness. And glory to God, ask him to cleanse us and purge us and purify us and get us ready. Amen. Get us ready for the word. Amen. So tonight, glory be to God, we're going to ask, amen, Sister Dorothy, missionary, amen, Jesus, Dorothy Van, if she will come. And then right after that, glory be to God, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland, amen, if she will give us a scripture on tonight, scripture reading, glory be to God. And then after that, people of God, we will be rebroadcasting again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Were you not blessed on last night? My Lord, were we not blessed on last night by the word? Yes, we were. Amen, glory to God. So tonight we're going to be rebroadcasting again. Amen, Jesus, going all the way over to London, England. Glory be to God. So prepare your hearts. Get your pen, your paper. Amen, as Sister Missionary saying, comes now to sanctify the line. God bless you, missionary fan.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him, praise him.
Praise the Lord. We have come into this place together in his name to worship him. We have come into this place together in his name to worship him. We have come into this place together in his name to worship him. Worship him. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him to worship him. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on him and worship him. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're coming for you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We're coming for you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We're coming for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to worship you, Lord God, to forget about ourselves, Lord God. Forget about, Lord God, the things, Lord God, that we had, Lord God, to face today. But we come to magnify you. We come to lift you up today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us this day, Lord God. Look down upon us, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, that come on the line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to look down upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all the things that we said and all the things that we may have done today, Lord God, even the thoughts, Lord God, that wasn't like you. We come before you tonight, Lord God, repenting, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look down upon us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and have, Lord God, just cleanse us, Lord God, and make us worthy, Lord God, to come in your presence tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, giving you the honor, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, on every in every home, Lord God, that's represented tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, every ear, Lord God, that's listening tonight, Lord God, we asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, on each and every one of them, Lord God. Some, Lord God, come tonight, Lord God, looking for one thing and come. Some come looking for another. Some come looking for a healing, Lord God. Some, Lord God, come, Lord God, for a financial blessing, Lord God. Some come, Lord God, from every state, every nation, every country, Lord God, needing you, Lord God, needing you to move by your spirit and by your power this night, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to just, Lord God, open up our ears and our heart, Lord God, to receive your word tonight, Lord God, from the man of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your own way, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask for you, Lord God, just to move mightily, Lord God, in your word, Lord God. Lord God, give us what we need tonight, Lord God. We're here, Lord God. We're here, we're, Lord God, willing, Lord God, to come before you, Lord God, and get fed tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord God, to look down upon the bereaved family, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give them strength right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, where they need to be strengthened, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal, Lord God, those that still battling, Lord God, with COVID, Lord God, side effects of COVID, Lord God. Touch the hearts, Lord God. Touch the minds. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know that you're able, Lord God. We know that you can, and we know that you will. We have the faith, Lord God. We believe, and we trust in your word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, do it for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift you up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, because we realize and know, Lord God, that you are our all in all, Lord God. And without you, we have nothing. Without you, we can't do nothing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise you. We praise you right now, Lord God. We glorify you. We lift you up this day, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day, Lord God, on Minister Bradley, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, supply every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this day in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
First given unto God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from St. Luke, the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 12th verse. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which ye have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. And I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed has power to cast to hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemes against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. As when they bring you unto the synagogue and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how of what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you on tonight, Sister Mary. God bless each and every one, both of you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank you for availing yourselves. Amen. In the service of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God is good. He's good, good, good. He's done us well. Amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, because we are walking in victory. People of God, we are walking in victory. Amen. You need to know that. Amen. You need to know that. Glory to God that we're walking in victory on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God, for the Lord is on our side. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord is on our side. Amen. Glory to God. And we got to know that. We got to know that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I hear this little worship song. Amen, Jesus, in my heart. Amen, that the Lord is on our side. Amen. We got to know that. Amen. We got to rise up. We got to know it in our heart. We got to know it in our mind. Glory to God. We got to know it in our spirit. Amen. Glory to God, for he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Glory to God. So we again give God thanks. We give God praise for the reading of the word on tonight. Amen. Let us consider these things. Amen. Every word, amen, that proceeded out of the mouth of God, amen, even into your hearing, glory to God, it shall not return unto the Lord void, but it shall accomplish, amen, all that he said it to. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. You should be glad about it. You should be glad about it. Glory to God, amen. As they said, make some noise, make some noise. Hallelujah. Glory to ye, hallelujah, and give God praise, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Give God praise, 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 amen, on tonight. People of God, amen, we're not going to hold you, amen, on tonight. Glory to God, but as we have stated, glory to God, we are rebroadcasting again on tonight, amen. We're just so grateful for the library, for the rich word, amen, that we were able to, amen, capture as our speakers came night after night. Glory to God. I tell you, that still baffles me. Amen. Not knowing that we would be at a time such as this, glory to God, to be able to replay these broadcasts. Because, amen, the people that were on the line then, amen, a lot of them are not on the line now. Amen. We have so many new people cycling in. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, as this word comes forth, it's just like it's the very first day. It's like it's, as they say, hot off the press. Oh, Glory to God, I tell you. So I'm excited about that. Amen. I'm excited about the word on tonight. And people of God, we are going again over to London, England. Amen, Jesus. We have spoken with the man of God. He's making ready, making preparations. Amen. To come this way. Amen. To the PNN. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for the word of promise. Amen. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. So we bless the Lord, amen, for him. Amen, Jesus, by way of, glory to God, Deliverance House of Prayer International. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, we want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds, amen, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through his messenger. Amen. This is the Lord speaking through his people, his holy, holy appointed people. Amen. But he's speaking to us by his Spirit. So we want you people of God, amen, to prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, prepare your spirit tonight to hear what thus saith the Lord by way of Prophet Melford Allen.
God bless you. God bless you. Can everyone hear me well? Man?
We can hear you well. Yes, sir.
And glory be to God. We thank God for the opportunity to be back on the line with you tonight. Truly, the Lord is good to us. I want to greet each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. Amen. I want to say amen. Amen. I want to greet the apostle, the overseer, S.D. James, and his family. Amen. Amen. The evangelist Bradley, Bishop Taylor, to all of those that in the respectable places, to every man and woman of the gospel, the ecclesiastical body on this line tonight, whether you're fivefold, any apostle or prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, I greet each and every one of you, a missionary, whatever your title. Amen. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. I greet my apostle also. Amen. Apostle Darrell McCoy, amen, in the name of Jesus. The Bible declares that we must give honor to whom honor is due. Mm-hmm. Amen, somebody. And so tonight I greet each and every one again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. Amen. Hallelujah. I said I'm so grateful. Hallelujah for what God has been doing. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I'm so grateful. Tonight I want to go into the Word of God. I'm not going to prolong the time. Amen. I'm just going to jump right in to the Word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to 2 Thessalonians, amen, chapter 2. Amen. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Glory to God. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by gathering together unto him, that he be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand." Then verse 3 said, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showed himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, these things." Amen. But I want to deal with the first three verses. Amen. Matter of fact, I want to focus on verse 2. "That he be not soon shaken in your mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand." Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is already blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray even tonight, God, that you would touch my tongue, that I may be able to communicate with your people what you would have me to say. Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are my strength tonight. You are my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, children of God, we understand, amen, that we're living in some serious times. We understand that we look at the news and we're seeing, amen, glory to God, that the time that we're in, and like my spiritual father would say, the end of the world is upon us. And we're seeing that what we're facing, the challenges and all the turmoil and the perplexities and all the stuff that's happening around us. We're seeing all the things. You can't even trust the news to watch the news, because every time you turn the news on, there's some bad report. Oh, come on, somebody. Every time you talk to somebody, they're talking about COVID-19. They're talking about the economy. They're talking about the things that are happening, how many people are dying, and what the news is saying, and everything. And we're looking, and so when you look at the news, you begin, glory to God, to be troubled in your mind. Amen. And so you have got to understand that we're living in some serious times. Oh, come on, somebody. But Paul, the writer here, he said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together, that you be not so soon shaken in your mind. Oh, come on. I come to tell you tonight that, my God, in spite of what you see around you, do not get flustered. Do not be shaken in your mind. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be worried and be alarmed of what you see, that because of what they're saying in the news. Because you got to understand, he that begun a good work in you shall complete it. Oh, glory to God. I said tonight, I come to tell you, do not be shaken in your mind. Hallelujah. Because what you see, hallelujah, man does not have the last or the final say. Because he that begun a good work in you will complete it. I said the Bible declares the expectation of the righteous shall never be cut off. The Bible declares also that David said, I was young one time, but now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed out begging bread. So you've got to understand, hallelujah, everything that they're saying, it's going according to God's calendar and his timetable. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, they say the number 8 is the number of new beginnings. Come on. And we're in the 8th month. Glory to God. We're in the month of new beginning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just before the month, the 9th month, which is the month that they say, hallelujah, of giving birth. You've got to understand that you just crossed over, hallelujah, the 7th month, which where God would have completed some things in your life, glory to God. And so I come to tell you tonight, may not be shaken in your mind. Don't worry about what you hear. Oh, come on. The Bible said put no trust in man, but you're going to have to put your confidence in God tonight. You're going to have to understand, hallelujah, that God is in control. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that disaster shall not come to a city unless I, the Lord God, done it. My God, hallelujah. He said, I, the Lord, hallelujah, do all these things. He said, I'm my God, hallelujah. He said, I create life. Oh, come on. He created life. He is the God of life. Hallelujah. You've got to understand why the news is speaking doom and gloom. God said, I come, Jesus come, that I might have life and that more abundantly. Oh, come on. I come to tell you tonight that do not be so soon shaken in your mind. Do not be troubled, not from letter or word. Oh, come on. Everything that they're saying is just another word. Oh, come on. But you got to understand that in the book of John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You're going to have to understand that everything that the news broadcast is saying, glory to God, is just another word. But you're going to understand that the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. Oh, good God Almighty. They are spirit of life. So I come to tell you tonight, do not be troubled by another word. Hallelujah. Because you shall not die but live, to declare the word. My God, somebody. I said, don't be troubled, be shaken by another word, that the enemy is trying, hallelujah, to get you to walk in fear. We'll get you to walk in torment. The enemy is trying to deceive you, even to believe the lies on the news reporter. But I come to tell you tonight that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And because greater is in you, you're more than a conqueror. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God, somebody. I said the devil, hallelujah, doesn't have the final say. Hallelujah. God is in total control. He got the last say, the first say, and every say. Good God Almighty. I say he got the last say, the first say, and every say. Hallelujah. The word, the entrance of the word bring light. Oh, come on, somebody. And that's why the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You got to understand. Don't be taken in your mind. Hallelujah. By what the enemy is saying. Don't be taken in your mind by the word that the enemy. I remember, glory to God, the Bible tells us that beware this Goliath, this giant, hallelujah, he came to David and he was talking some words. He was a good trash talker. Oh, come on. He was talking trash. But David knew, hallelujah, the word of God. Hallelujah. David said, you're talking some trash. You're talking smack. But I got a word that says, I know whom I believe. And I'm persuaded, Goliath, that when I release the sling, when I release the stone from the sling, oh, come on, he's going to find the center of your forehead. My God, and every word that you said, hallelujah, will be, my God, would not mean nothing today. Because today, I'm going to deal with that situation, Goliath. Today, I'm going to deal with that situation that seems so stubborn. Oh, come on, somebody. I come to tell somebody tonight that it's not by mind, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. David understands the art of warfare. Hallelujah. David understands the art of strategic warfare. Goliath tried to steal him with words. Oh, come on. He said, look at you, David. You're just a small boy. Oh, come on. You're just a little boy. Look at you, your size, your stature. Oh, come on. Harry, look at me. Have you not heard who I am? I'm a man, a champion from that where I was born. But you've got to understand, I get to see in the Bible where Goliath had ever fought anybody. Hear me again. And yet to find where Goliath have ever fought anybody. So Goliath would come out and he would boast and he would brag. He would use words. Hallelujah. But David said, I've got the resume. Hallelujah. When the beard came, amen, to take the lamb, I fought him with my bare hands. Oh, come on. He said, when the lion came, I fought him and took what was mine. Oh, come on, somebody. You're getting ready tonight to take back everything that the devil stole from you. My God, COVID-19 has been rubbed to the face. But COVID-19 is just another word. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My Bible tells me that every name that is mentioned, COVID is a name. And my Bible tells me that every name that is mentioned must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. My God, tonight, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Even COVID got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because COVID is just another name. The author of COVID has to know the name, that there is only one name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. You got to understand. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted. Don't be shaken in your mind. Don't be confused by what you're seeing on the news. Don't be confused by what they're saying in the Senate. Don't be confused on what they're saying about the economy. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. David had to encourage himself. My God, when you don't have nobody to encourage you, you're going to have to get to a place in God where you're going to have to begin to tell yourself, I'm coming through this. No matter what it looks like, I'm coming through this. No matter what it seems like, I'm coming through this. You're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself. You're going to have to understand, hallelujah, glory to God, that God is on your side. Hallelujah. David said, I was young, but now I'm old. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, glory to God. I was young, but now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Ah, glory to God. And so the Bible let us know, hallelujah, that even as Paul was speaking to the people in Thessalonica, amen, hallelujah, my God, oh, glory to God, I feel something here, my God, my God, as you were speaking, he was telling them, hallelujah, don't be worried, don't get the trouble in your mind. Matter of fact, he said, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, or anybody else, that day of the Lord is at its hand. Come on, that day of the Lord is at hand. He said, guess what, let no man deceive you by any means. Oh, come on, hallelujah, you've got people out there are trying to deceive you with words. They got people out there are saying this and they're saying that, but I come to tell you, be not be deceived. Matter of fact, Jesus told the disciples on the Mount of Olives, he said, let no man deceive you. Oh, come on. He told them about three times, let no one deceive you. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to have to understand. He said, when you see the times that we're in, when you see the times, look up because your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to tell you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, he said, arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of God is risen upon it. Come on, somebody. He said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people. But guess what? He said, guess what? He said, but guess what? He said, the light of God shall arise upon you. My God, guess what? It's getting ready to be here. Such a revival. My God, somebody. I said, guess what? When it gets darker, when it gets darker, that's when you know, hallelujah, those who are praying, oh, those who are praying. You're not saying nothing. I said, when it gets darker, you will know who's praying or who's praying. Hallelujah. Because understand, those that are praying will continue to pray. They continue to pray. Oh, my God. I said, those who are praying, they'll continue to pray. Hallelujah. But those that are praying, now they're going to try to get somewhere to pray. The Bible tells us, he said, your son shall come from afar. Guess what? Those that are praying are going to walk in the brightness of God. Oh, God Almighty. I said, folks going to look for you. Hallelujah. Folks going to look for this network. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. I need somebody to pray for me. I need somebody that can get up with. You got to face it now. It's not everybody can get a prayer through. And I wish somebody talk right back to me right there. I said, it's not everybody can get a prayer through. Oh, come on. But you're going to have to find somebody that understands neology. You're going to have to find somebody that knows how to talk the language of the Spirit. You're going to have to find somebody that knows that God is that master, and whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're going to have to find somebody that says, I know that God will make a way for me. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to find somebody who said that I know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. You got to find somebody that says, the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon the right hand. You're going to have to find somebody that says, I know the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. You're going to have to find somebody that will tell you, hallelujah, to God, hallelujah, he that begun a good work will complete it in your life. You have to find somebody who say, all the days of my appointed time, I know that my change has to come. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to understand that in the season, you're going to have to find somebody that has faith like a great, my God, that great mustard seed, and you begin to speak to that mountain. I said, mountain, look here. You got to move from here. Oh, come on, and be cast into the midst of the sea. You're going to have to find somebody that know how to stand upon the word of God. You're going to have to find somebody that will operate in a God kind of faith. Is there anybody tonight that says, tonight, hallelujah, I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not going to be deceived by the news media, neither by the president, nor by the Congress or the Senate, or by nobody, because I know what God said. Hallelujah. He said, I know what God said. I said, my God, I know what God said. He said, He said in his word, hallelujah, you shall not die, but live to declare the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to prophesy. My God, when you see out there and they're talking about COVID and this, you're going to have to prophesy over your life. You're going to have to tell yourself that you shall not die, but live to declare the word of God. Somebody need what you have. Somebody's looking towards you. Oh, come on. You might be the only Bible that somebody read, but you're going to have to, you yourself, going to have to know who is your author, your finisher of your faith. You're going to have to understand, glory to God, that you're in a season, hallelujah, glory to God, that you're seeking the face of God like never before. Is there anybody said, I got to turn my plate down, I'm just for another day, I got to turn it down, because I'm going to seek God, because I know that he's going to bring me out of this one. I know that I can trust him with my life, that he's going to pull me out of this one. I know that God's going to bring me out, hallelujah. He said, I got an expected end. Come on, somebody, come on, that my God, the Bible declares, as long as the earth remains, there's going to be seed time and harvest time. But I hear a man of God said that there is another time, another season for the children of God. And that season is called a due season. Oh, come on, somebody. It's your due season. Oh, come on. It's your set time for favor. It's your set time for breakthrough. Don't allow folks, my God, to cause you to back up or slack up from what God has called you to. Get ready for your due season. Oh, come on, I hear the Bible said that it's the set time to favor Zion. It's the set time to favor is now. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let nobody cause you to worry or to be fearful. I come to let you know that God is on your side. I've come to tell somebody tonight how to understand that he is the lifter up of your head. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He is the good shepherd. My God, that's what he said. When you go through the waters, it shall not overflow you. Oh, come on. The fire shall not have no power or dominion over you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on. That's what the Bible said. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God, even in the midst of the fire, he is still God. In the midst of the valley, he is still God. Does anybody understand that he is God and he will never cease to be God? Oh, hallelujah. I say he is God. He is God. The Bible declares that he said, I don't want you to be shaken. Son, come on. What the news wants you to do is to be shaken in your mind. Oh, glory to God. I said the news wants you to be shaken in your mind. And not only that, the news wants you to be troubled in your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The news wants to release a word that will cause you, my God, to be troubled in spirit and troubled in your mind. But the Bible declares, hallelujah, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Oh, come on. That's why he said, pull down every high thing that exalts itself. Come on. Every word that exalts itself. Corona is a word that's trying to exalt itself. But tonight I come to tell you that we're pulling down Corona in the name of Jesus. Corona has no authority over your life, over your family. My God, Corona has no power over you. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Tonight, I wish somebody on this line would begin to shake yourself and say, not in my address, not in my city, not in my zip code. Oh, come on, not in my neighborhood. Hallelujah. Here the two shall you come, but you cannot come up in here. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, my God, you're forbidden from coming anywhere closer to where my family resides. I don't care which part of the world that they're in. You cannot come close to them. There's a hedge, a boundary around them. Hallelujah. And I pray, hallelujah. I hear the Bible said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Oh, come on tonight. I come to tell you on this prayer network, hallelujah, that God is in control. I say God is in control. I say he will not allow you to be tempted more than which you're able. Oh, come on, somebody. I say he's not going to allow anything to come upon you that which is not able. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible declares in every way, he'll make a way. Whatever you're going through, he'll make that way of escape. I come to tell you tonight, hallelujah, don't be shaken in your mind. Oh, come on. I said, don't be shaken in your mind. Hallelujah. And cast off fear. Cast off imagination. Cast off everything that exalts itself. Bring them down. Bring them to the obedience of Christ. Bring them down. Pull them down. Oh, come on, principalities and powers. Bring them down in the name of Jesus. Bring down sickness, disease, infirmity. Bring it down in the name of Jesus. Come on, cancel the assignment of every enemy. Oh, come on, cancel every demonic contract against your life, against your family. Cancel. Oh, come on. Every by God, every plot against your life. Cancel every scheme and every device against your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come to let you know that sickness and disease has no dominion over your life. Oh, come on. The power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because I hear the Bible said that there is a place that you get to in God where the wicked one can't touch you, can't find you. And that is that secret place of the Most High. Oh, come on. As long as you stay, hallelujah, in the way of God, in the path of God. Hallelujah. My God, the devil don't know where to find you because I hear the Bible declares, hallelujah, that you're hidden in God in Christ. My God. You're hidden in God in Christ. And so that's why the devil don't know where to find you. Hallelujah. Remember now, he had to ask permission to touch Job. Matter of fact, God initiated the conversation concerning Job because the devil didn't even understand who Job was. He said, I don't even know because you got such a hedge of protection around Job. I can't even get to him. Hallelujah. He said, watch this now. If God was the one that initiated the thing about Job, it was not the devil. So I come to let you know doesn't have dominion over you as long as, Holly, you stay in God. But you got to understand, some things going to happen, some things going to come. But the Bible said in the book of Romans that the suffering of this present time is what is that able, oh, come on, hallelujah, to stop the glory that's getting ready to be revealed. I come to tell you tonight, hallelujah, there is a glory that is coming. So that's why you cannot be shaken when you see the shaking. Oh, come on, when you see the, my God, when you see the trouble around you, just know that God is getting ready for something. My God, watch this. When a hurricane is passed, when tornado, those storms that deal with the wind, when they pass, they clear a path. Oh, you're not hearing me. I said when they pass, my God, they made a way. Oh, come on. They remove some stuff out of the way, and they move stuff to the side, and they clear a path. Oh, come on. Guess what God is doing? When you see these troubles, when you see these situations, God is clearing a path for you to walk on in. Hallelujah. My God, the Bible said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Guess what happened? When you see the turbulences, when you see the tribulations, when you see the trials, God is getting ready to clear some stuff out of your way. Because guess what? He's getting ready to bless you like never before. I say, my God, I know that this is the season for the righteous. This is the season for the just. I come to tell you, be not be shaken in your mind. Be not be troubled or be alarmed, because God is up to something. He's doing great things. He's doing marvelous things. He's doing wonderful things. I come to tell somebody tonight, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah. You haven't seen nothing yet. I said the best days, your best days is ahead of you. Prepare yourself for greatness. My God, the Bible declares, hallelujah. Oh, ready for Toria Babasai. Your best days ahead of you. The Bible tells us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time and a season for everything. Oh, my God. I said there's a time and a season for everything. And so you got to understand, you have been going through your crying season. You may have been going through your dry season. But I come to tell you, my God, forget those seasons. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Hallelujah to God. He said, behold, I'm doing a new thing. It's springing forth. My God, you're going to see it with your eyes. Oh, come on. He said, forget the former things. Don't even consider the things of old. He said, don't even worry about those things that are in the past. Shake the dust off your feet. Sometimes, my God, you got to shake some stuff off you. You got to shake yourself loose. Shake yourself free, because you got to understand, children of God, hallelujah, when you begin to shake yourself loose, you're making yourself ready, hallelujah, to go in and gather and get everything that God has for you. My God, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, you got to be careful for those that are labor among you. You're going to have to know who you're walking with in this season, because there are some folks that are designed to slow you, don't stop you, my God, to distract you, or come on, to make you doubt, make you fearful, but you can't hang with those folks. The Bible said two cannot walk together except they agree. You're going to have to find yourself around folks that said, I know that you're well able to go in and possess the land. Oh, come on, you're going to have to find yourself some Joshua and some Caleb that you're going in and possessing the land. Is there anybody hear me tonight? That you're going to have to find yourself some people that said, I know that we're able to possess and to take control. Oh, come on. I'm not looking at what the economy says. I'm not looking at what the president said. I know what they're saying, but God has the final say. Oh, come on, somebody. I know that God is up to something. I feel like running through this room. Hallelujah and glory to God. I said, God is up to something. I know he's getting ready to pour his blessings upon his children. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, my God. You're getting ready to come in to your inheritance. You're getting ready to come into your blessing. Hallelujah, glory to God. I say you're getting ready to come into breakthrough. You're getting ready to move in to that next season of your life. My God, you look at the first half of the year and you say, Lord, what happened to the prophecies? Hallelujah, the year of vision, the year of double-double. Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, my God. You hear all kind of prophecies that was going for in the New Year's Day. But my God, things have gone the other way and caused your mind to be shaken, caused your mind to be stirred. But I come with another news. I come with another word. I come with another word that will let you know that he that begun a good work in you. Hallelujah. I know he's going to do it. He's going to complete it. That's why in your mind, do not be troubled or be alarmed. Hallelujah. If Paul said we have trouble on every side. Come on. When you look on every side, You got trouble. You got all kind of this. You got all kind of that. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said, when you look at every side, my God, and you look at stuff, hallelujah, you look at your right side, your left side, your behind, your front, you're seeing all kind of stuff. And then you're saying, hallelujah, which way do I go? Hallelujah. Remember in the book of Luke, the Bible declares that there was two donkeys that was tied up at the crossroad outside of the city. They were tied up outside of the city. Hallelujah. But Jesus, with infinite wisdom, know that there was a prophetic word, hallelujah, about those two colts. Because he said, my God, the Bible said that the master come riding through the city on a colt. Hallelujah. Watch this. So there was a prophetic word that was already released about those two donkeys. So Jesus told two of the disciples, he said, go up in the city where two ways meet or at a crossroad. He said, you're going to find, hallelujah, two donkeys tied there. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Where there is a prophecy on your life, it has to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You're going to have to pray through your prophetic word. Come on. It's one thing to get a prophetic word. Hallelujah. And oh, some people, when they get a prophetic word, they'll, yes, I got a prophecy. And they never do nothing with the prophecy. But the Bible tells us that we got to wage war for the prophetic word that was going ahead of us. Oh, come on, somebody. Tonight, there's a word over your life. Hallelujah. You're going to have to begin to honor God with your word, with what he said. You're going to have to pray this thing through. Oh, come on. Some of us get so lazy. Hallelujah. We want somebody here to do all the work for us. Oh, pastor, oh, evangelist, prophet, apostle, can you pray for me? What about sometimes you just take matters into your own hand and you cannot trust your destiny to nobody else? Oh, come on, somebody. You cannot trust this thing to nobody else. And you're saying, if this thing is going to happen, it's up to me. Oh, come on, somebody. If this thing is going to happen, it's my season for my breakthrough. I'm not going to allow anybody else to cause me to have a miscarriage of my death. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to allow anybody to cause me to have a miscarriage of my destiny. Oh, come on. This thing is mine. It's precious. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to wage war for it. Hallelujah, my God. I'm not going to be shaken in the mind. But every time I think of the prophetic word, I'm going to get somewhere and I'm going to be ready to reabasaya. I'm going to wage war. I'm not going to be shaken in the mind. I'm not going to be troubled about it. My God, sometimes you're going to have to encourage yourself. I remember there was a story that Brother David, hallelujah, went with some folks to fight war, and things did not go according as he had planned it out. But then the Bible declared that the people wanted to stone Brother David. But the Bible also said that David encouraged himself. Sometimes you're not going to have who you think that's going to stand with you to encourage you. But you're going to have, come on, somebody. You're going to have a moment. Get rid of the pity party. Get rid of the doubt. Get rid of the get rid of all the stuff. Hallelujah. You're going to have to get to a place that you say, I've got to encourage myself in the Lord. I've got to cry out, oh, God. Oh, Rebecca to Rebecca. Is that everybody wants to see your making? Is that everybody going to be happy for your breakthrough? Remember the story of blind Bartimaeus. It was the church folks that was around him that was telling him to hold his peace. It was the folks that you think would have been happy for him was telling him to shut up and keep quiet. But tonight I come to tell you, don't let nobody shut your mouth up. You're going to have to cry, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon us. You're going to have to cry out for your prophetic destiny, for your breakthrough. Oh, come on, you're going to have to encourage yourself. Don't be shaken in your mind. Oh, come on, don't be troubled or be perplexed about it. No, come on, don't get it twisted. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to understand, hallelujah, he's up to something. He's doing something. Matter of fact, before the foundation of the world, he has already predestinated you. My God, my noble, Sandra Urabaha, he has already, my God, prophesied you in from your beginning. Oh, glory. I said he had already talked about your beginning and your ending. And so, children of God tonight, I come to tell you, hallelujah, you can't worry about it. Come on, you can't stress about it. Hallelujah. Trust in God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Lean not to your own ways. Oh, come on. Acknowledge the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Because the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Tell him tonight, order my steps, Lord. Order my steps, God. I want you to order my steps. Oh, hallelujah. Order my steps, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Order my steps. Order my steps. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get beaten up about it. I'm not going to get twisted about it because I know that he's going to complete what he started. Matter of fact, he's not a God. He's not a God that should ever fail. There's one thing about God, that he's not a man that he should lie. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Nah, he cannot lie. I said he cannot lie. Every word that goes out of his mouth shall accomplish what he said. Hallelujah. If God spoke it, it shall come to pass. I hear the woman of God said earlier on, hallelujah, not one tittle or one jot of his word shall ever fail. That means the crossing of a T and the dotting of an I, the heaven and earth shall pass away. Hallelujah. Before one of these things, it may come out for maybe Yalavaya. I come to tell you tonight, hallelujah, that there is a word upon your life. There is a word of prophecy upon your life. We have the sure word of prophecy. Mighty God, mighty God. I say we have the sure word of prophecy upon our lives. Tonight I come to tell you, hallelujah, change the word that you speak. Oh, come on, change the language that you speak. My God, tonight I come to tell you to change the words. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Don't say that you're sick. Say I'm healed. Oh, come on. Say I'm well. Don't say you're broke. Say I have enough in surplus. Oh, come on. You're going to have to change your language. Oh, come on. You're a miracle walking. My God. Hallelujah. You got to tell yourself, I'm a miracle. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God. I'm a... My God. My God. You're going to have to change the way you see yourself. Don't look at the pain. Tell yourself, I'm well. You know, as I get ready to close, but you know, there's some time that when you feel certain things in your body, you begin to say, I'm sick. Tell yourself, I'm well, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Change your language. Change the world. See, that's why he said, don't be so shaken in your mind. Don't be shaken or be troubled by what you see or by what you hear. He said, not by word or by letter. Amen. Don't be shaken in your mind. Because guess what? Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you by any means. Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you. Oh, glory to God. Come on. Let no man deceive you. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of people speaking doom and gloom. But tonight, I come to tell you, hallelujah, that we have hope. We got hope. We got peace in heart. We got joy divine. My God, tonight, is getting ready to be midnight for somebody. I remember just as I closed, there were two men that were locked up in prison. Hallelujah, glory to God. And as they were locked up, the Bible tells us that while they were there, amen, in a strange situation where, my God, where you should be crying, oh, look how they locked me up, and look how they do this. But the Bible said these men, hallelujah, got to a place. They were singing praises and worshiping God. And it confuses the enemy because they weren't looking at their circumstances. Mm-hmm. They were looking at the creator of all things. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. They were looking at the author and the finisher of their faith. Oh, glory. They were looking at the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, God. They were looking at the first and the last. They were not. They were setting their affections on things above, not things on this earth. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, my God. They were saying the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the joy. Hallelujah, my God. But, my God, you're going to have to understand, children of God, it's your season of breakthrough. Hallelujah. My God, the Bible says, and Isaac sowed when they were famine. And guess what? You receive a harvest. Hallelujah. So what you're going through, trust God, and he will bring you through. Again, do not be, I beseech you, brethren, and by the coming together on this line tonight, and by the gathering together unto him, that you be not so soon shaken in your mind, or be troubled neither by spirit nor by words, nor from letters from us. I want you tonight not to be troubled or be shaken. Trust God in the midst. Trust God. He will bring you out all right. I don't care what the enemy says. I don't care what it looks like. Trust God. He will bring you out. Don't, my God, don't allow your faith to waver. Don't allow doubt, oh, come on, to set in. My God, don't allow, my God, your doubt to overcome your faith. Because if you're walking in faith, let faith be your utilize your catapult. But if you're going to allow doubt to come in, amen, you might as well. Amen. I said to somebody the other day, as I closed, I said to somebody, amen, according to your faith. It's according to your faith. Amen. If you have as much faith as a grain of mustard seed, amen, you're working with something. Amen. I said tonight, Lord of God, according to your faith, be it unto you. I'm telling you, don't be shaken, don't be troubled by word or by letter, because God is in total control. God bless you. Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and give the Lord some praise. Somebody go ahead and bless them. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and bless them. Somebody go ahead and lift up your voice. Hallelujah. My God, I come to tell you, do not be shaken in your mind. Oh, hallelujah. My God, he that began a good work in you will complete it. Oh, somebody tonight, I say he's going to complete what he started. He's going to complete what he started in your life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Mighty God. I say he's going to complete what he started. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. So, don't allow situation or circumstance to make you doubt God. He said, I don't want you to be troubled about it. I don't want you to be shaken up about it. But I want you to trust me. He said, in all your ways, you got to learn how to acknowledge him, because he's going to direct your path. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't get, trust God. In the midst of it, trust God, trust God. Money is sure. Oh, come on, your breakthrough is sure. Oh, come on, hallelujah. Don't allow situation and circumstances to define who you are. My God, my God, my God. He will bring you through it. He will bring you through it. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Mighty God. I said he will bring you through it. Over to you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Oh,
master. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Our due season. Glory be to God. We are walking, amen, right now into our due season. Amen. Glory to God. To the people of God, amen. This is the promise of God unto us. Amen. Whatever God says, glory to God, he's going to make it good. Amen. His word is sure. Amen. Glory to God. A sure word. Glory be to God. That word, amen, that is yet holding the stars in the sky. Amen. Holding the waters from the land. Glory to God. The word that God spoke in the beginning. Amen. It is sustaining. And just as sure as he spoke a word unto us, people of God, amen, Jesus, we better know that he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. So, people of God, tonight, amen, we give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. We're not going to be shaken. Amen. Don't be flighty. Glory be to God. Amen. But be firm in your faith. Be firm in your faith, God, that what God said, he's well able to perform. Amen. Glory be to God. He's well able, well able, well able. Glory be to God. So let us lift up our heads. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us lift up our heads. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Let us stay focused. Let us stay focused. Amen. Glory to God. As the man of God says, amen. Glory be to God. There is a time and a season. Amen. Listen, people of God, but we just want to make sure that we're in the right place at the right time. Amen. We want to make sure that we're giving, amen, an earnest heed to the things that the Lord is saying. Glory be to God, that we're walking by faith, amen, and not by sight. Glory be to God. And we can shout right now, hallelujah, glory to God, because hallelujah, yes, God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. Hallelujah. For his word. His word spoken unto us, his people. Amen, Jesus. And we just bless him tonight, amen, that whatever God said, amen, what God said, amen, he's going to bring it to pass. He's going to bring it to pass. Amen. Glory be to God. His promises, glory to God, they're yay and amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. I tell you, glory to God, I just feel like I'm in the Sabbath already. Amen, Jesus. I just feel like I'm in the Sabbath day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we give him thanks. We give him praise. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If God said it, hallelujah. He said it. He said it. He said it. Amen, Jesus. And he's bringing us to it. Amen. Brought us to it. Amen. Has brought us to our due season. Amen. Glory to God. And we can shout right there. We can shout right there. We can rejoice right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I give God thanks. I give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah. I give God praise on tonight. People of God, I give him praise on tonight. Glory to God for his sure word again, for his sure word. Amen. We give him thanks. Glory to God. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. We got to get ready. We got to get prepared. Amen. Glory to God. Get our hearts and our, listen, people of God, we got to see it. Amen. By faith, glory to God, we got to see it. Amen. Glory to God, that word of faith, amen, that was delivered. Amen, Jesus. I listen, that word of faith, amen, that was delivered, amen, a couple of weeks ago. Glory to God, I went out, amen, and I put some seed in the ground. Amen. I put some seed in the ground. Glory to God. Here it was on Friday. Amen, Jesus. And I think, no, Thursday. It was on Thursday. Glory to God, and those seeds are coming up in my mind's eye, in my mind. Glory to God, in my vision. Glory to God, I already vision what those seeds are going to look like. Amen. Glory to God, they look like what the pack said. Amen. And I see it. I saw it in my mind. Glory to God. And as I begin to go out, amen, every day, looking for those seeds to come up, amen, and just as sure they're. I thank God to God. Amen. Whatever, amen, we have before God, amen, see it coming up. See it manifesting. See, glory to God, it coming together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can shout right now. Amen. Glory to God. We can shout right now. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for this word. Glory to God for this word. Amen. It just made me feel good. Amen. 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 Good to my soul. Good to my sanctified soul. Glory be to God. Amen. And we give God thanks for the word on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. And on tonight, amen, if there's anyone, glory be to God, that's on the line, glory to God, and you're not saved on tonight, people of God, we want to let you know that you can be saved. Amen. Glory to God. It's not the will of God that any should perish. Amen. Glory to God. But that all should have, amen, glory to God, everlasting life. Glory to God. It is for this cause that Christ died. He came and he gave his life. Glory to God. He gave his life. He died. Amen. That we might live. Glory be to God. So we give glory to God. Hallelujah. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. And we want to say if there's anyone on tonight, glory be to God, that's not, amen, sure. Amen, Jesus. Anyone on the line tonight that's not saved, you know you're not saved. Amen. You know your relationship, glory be to God. Amen. It's not where it should be in God. Amen, Jesus. We don't want you to be shaken. We want you to be steadfast on tonight. Glory be to God. For the scripture declares, amen, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And shall believe in thine heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That God has raised him. Yes, sir. From the dead. The scripture declares, thou shall be saved. Amen. Glory to God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Glory to God. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Glory to God. So if there's anyone on tonight, amen, you're not saved.
glory to God, but you desire to be saved. Glory be to God. We want to open the line unto you now. We want to open the line unto you right now. Glory be to God. You can come. Glory to God. Amen. You can surrender. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give your life. Amen. Give your life unto him. Glory to God. Perhaps you've been going to and fro. Amen, Jesus. You don't have it together. Glory to God. You've been slipping. You've been dipping. You've been falling. Glory be to God. Amen. You've been in. You've been out. Glory to God. But people of God, tonight, amen, the Lord wants to set you foundation, amen, on a solid rock. For he is that rock. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone tonight, amen, that's not saved on tonight, glory to God. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Amen, you can come. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the Sabbath, people of God. Amen. I feel the Sabbath already. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. If not on tonight, amen. If there's anyone that desires prayer, glory to God, amen, desires for us to touch and agree with you on tonight, glory to God, you can come. Hallelujah. You can press *6, come over. Amen, Jesus, make your request known. Amen, and we will touch and agree with you. Amen. Glory be to God, with you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 If not, people of God, amen, we're going to, amen, go before the throne of grace. Amen. Anyhow, amen, Jesus, we're going to pray, bless the man of God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For this word, amen, bringing us to this due season. Amen. This new day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So come on, people of God. Amen. Let us touch him. Let us touch him together. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's thank him for the word. Let's thank him for the word. Glory to God. Come on, let's thank him for the word. Thank him for the word on tonight. Thank him for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank him for the word on tonight. Thank him, hallelujah, for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Thank him for the word on tonight, the word of life, the word, glory to God, the word that has lifted us, the word that has shifted us on tonight. We give you thanks, oh God. We bless you. Glory to God. Father, we're thanking you for your word that you've sent on tonight. Glory to God. For as surely as you've sent it, oh God, it shall not return unto you void. And we're thanking you on tonight, oh God. We receive your word on tonight. We receive your word with open heart on tonight, with open spirit on tonight, oh God. We receive your word. We bless you tonight, oh God. We're blessing you tonight, oh God, for causing us to be in the right place at the right time. Glory to God. For the word delivered on this night. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for your word is spirit and your word is life. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, for your word declared on tonight. Hallelujah, for your word, glory to God, even as your word declares deep calling unto deep. And we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for your word going deep into our soul, deep into our spirit on tonight. And Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for causing us to be steadfast in our mind, steadfast in our spirit. We thank you on tonight. Father, we glorify you. We magnify you on tonight. We magnify you all. Glory to God. We're thanking you for this season. We're thanking you for this new season. Oh, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight. Father, that we've not just heard, glory to God, a word, but we're thanking you on tonight for your living word. Your word, glory be to God, that has transformed us. Your word that has translated us, oh God, into this new day, into this new hour. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this season. We thank you for the season, oh God, for the season of harvest. We're thanking you on
your name. We glorify your name on tonight. We glorify you, oh God. We glorify you tonight. We glorify you for power. We glorify you for demonstration. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we glorify you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for looking upon your people. Thank you for looking upon our hearts, oh God, for everything that concerns us, oh God. Everything concerns us, Jesus. Glory to God. Everything that concerns us could truly turn you over, glory to God. And we're taking you on tonight. We're taking you on tonight. We're taking you for lifting tonight, for lifting the hearts of your people. We're thanking you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for moving in the midst of our situations. Thank you for moving in the midst of our circumstances. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for lifting tonight, lifting us above, lifting us above, glory to God. Every situation, every circumstance, Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for tearing down. Thank you for breaking down walls. Thank you for breaking down, oh God, that unseeming, oh God, that unseemly, oh God, that blockage of the enemy. But Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for bringing down Jericho. Oh, glory be to God. Causing your people tonight to go in and possess the land. We thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. For it's by your power. It's by your might. And we give you thanks. And we give you praise. Oh, glory to God. We give you praise. Oh, glory to God. We give you praise tonight. We give you praise tonight. We give you praise tonight in that precious name. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We glorify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, for making us, oh, God, to be above, for causing us to be above and not beneath. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for translation. We're thanking you tonight. Hey, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God, we thank you. Thank you for moving. Father, we thank you, oh, glory to God. Oh, God, thank you for your free spirit. Thank you for your spirit, oh, God. Thank you for your anointing, oh, God, to lift your people. Oh, to lift the hung down head. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your great salvation. We're thanking you for your great deliverance. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for the overturning. Thank you for the overturning. Oh, God, thank you for bringing down the will and the plan of the enemy. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the shaking, oh, God. We thank you for the shaking. Oh, God, shaking unto your righteousness, shaking unto your holiness. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for all of your anointing. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, anoint us, oh, God. Anoint us afresh. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to him, Shabbat. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We thank you for your fresh anointing on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Father, we thank you for victory. We thank you for victory in every situation. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you for victory. Thank you for breathing upon us. Oh, God, for breathing upon us, oh, God. For breathing upon us. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, God, for breathing upon you. Oh, higher, higher. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for breathing upon us, oh, God. Oh, God, for causing our faith, oh, God, to be increased. For causing our faith to be elevated. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise all over this land. All over this land. Glory to God. All of the hearers in that precious name, oh, God. Those that are sick, those that are bound. Those, oh, God, the higher. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for making them whole. Thank you for making your people oh God, divine restoration on tonight. Defying, oh God, the words of the doctors. Defying on tonight. Yeah. Defying on tonight. Oh God, determinant decisions by men. But we thank you tonight. We thank you for your divine hand, your divine move upon your people. We thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for giving your people blessings. Thank you for the blessings. Oh God, oh God, we thank you tonight. Oh God, for your divine miracles. Oh Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. And Father, we touch and agree, oh God. We touch and agree those that are at war. Father, we're touching and agreeing with them on tonight. We touch and agree on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move in the midst, oh God, move in the midst of turmoil, move in the midst of the confusion, oh God, for confusion is not of you, oh God, but bring down the hand of confusion, bring down the hand of confusion, bring down the hand, oh God, bring down, oh God, the hand of confusion, even now in the name of Jesus, oh God, in every country, wherever there's civil unrest, Father. Wherever there's national unrest, Father, move in the midst. Move in the midst. Oh, Hamoshaya. In the name of us, thank God. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Father, do it today. Do it today. Do it today. Oh, God, do it today. Oh, God, cause your people to know that you're yet in control and that you're yet on the throne. That you are God. Sheba. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you yet rule. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're touching and agreeing with your people on tonight. Touching and agreeing. Father, move against, oh, God, wicked decisions of men. Those that are in authority, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, that are not subject unto your will. But, Father, we're asking that you will move against those decisions on tonight. Move. Hey, glory to God. And cause your righteousness to be revealed. Cause your righteousness. Oh, glory to God to be revealed. Oh, God, in nation to nation, country to country. Glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, hear the cries of the righteous. Hear the cries of your little ones. Hear the cries of your people. Oh, God, and move for your people. And that right early. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. And we thank you for your higher, higher. We're thanking you for the turnaround. We're thanking you for the turnaround in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, even on tonight, Father, cause us, God, cause your people, oh God, to be in position. Glory to God, to be in the right place at the right time. And we come against the hand of distraction. We come against the wicked hand of distraction on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come against it on tonight. We come against it on tonight. Shaken of a higher. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus against you now. The blood of Jesus against you. Higher. The blood of Jesus. Higher. We cancel your assignment against the people of God. We cancel your assignment. We cancel your assignment. We cancel the spirit of confusion. We cancel your assignment in the name of Moshiach. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, every work of the enemy that will come to blind your people, to cause your people not to see, that will cause your people not to hear your voice, oh, God, that will not understand. Father, we bind the hand even now, to bind the hand of misunderstanding, misrepresentation. We bind the hand of the enemy, and we cancel the contract now in the name of Jesus. In the matchless name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Yeah. We thank you tonight, Father. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. Every against your people.
oh, God, that will cause us to miss this season. Glory to God. This season that you set before us, this open door that you set before us, we bind the hand of fear. We bind the hand of fear in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of complacency in the name of Jesus. We bind it up on tonight. Oh, God, the hand of familiarity. But cause your people to move. Cause your people to move forward. Oh, God, move forward. Oh, God, in all that you have for each and every one of us, oh, God. Cause us to leave, oh, God. Oh, God, those things behind. Those familiar things. Uh-huh. Glory to God. Cause us to walk forward in the newness of life. Cause us to embrace your word and to move in your anointing and to move in your power. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you now for your glory. We thank you for your glory being revealed. We thank you, oh God. Higher, higher. Yeah. We thank you, oh God, for the lifting now, for the lifting of your people, for the lifting of your people, oh God, for the lifting of your people, oh God, off of the bed of affliction, for the lifting of your people, oh God, out of situations that held them down, for the lifting of your people tonight, woo, God, higher, for the lifting of your people on tonight. We're thanking you for transforming the minds. Transforming the minds of your people. Thank you for transformation tonight. Thank you for touching tonight. Oh, God, we thank you. 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 We thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you for this new season. We thank you, Father. We thank you, for the new thing that you're doing in our lives. We're thanking you tonight. Father, we honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you tonight. We thank you for the new thing, for the new thing, for the new thing. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We honor. We glorify you on tonight, oh God. Oh God, from the ends of the earth. Oh, global, say God, from the ends of the earth. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God, from nation to nation. Glory to God, country to country, state to state. We thank you tonight. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise on tonight. Thank you for canceling gold run our Messiah. Thank you for canceling the hand and the plan of the enemy. Thank you, oh God, for canceling his very works against your people. Father, we thank you now. We bless you now. We honor you now. We glorify you, oh God, for these things. And for these things, we give you praise. For these things, we give you glory. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless your speaker tonight. Bless your man servant on this night. Bless him, bless him, bless him, oh God. Bless him for your word that you sent to your people. Bless, glory to God, your messenger on tonight as only you can. In thy precious name, Jesus, bless his ministry tonight. Bless, glory to God, those, oh God, that you given him, oh God, to shepherd the people. Bless them tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh God, we're asking that you would bless his going out, bless his coin coming in. We're asking you to bless him on tonight, oh God. Open doors, oh God. Oh God, open doors that he can declare this gospel. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you now. Thank you now. In thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, as sons of God on tonight, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash. Satan, we said the blood of Jesus is against you now. We declare and we decree the blood of Jesus is against you. Hey, the blood of Jesus is against you now, and we forbid retaliation on tonight. We forbid it by the blood of Jesus. We forbid it on tonight. As sons of God in the earth, we forbid it on tonight. We declare and we decree there shall be no retaliation. We declare it. We decree it on tonight. For whom you set free is free indeed, and whom you blessed, oh God, is blessed indeed. And we thank you tonight for all that you've done. Father, we declare it's forever settled in heaven. For this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you now. In our precious name, Jesus, we consider it all done in every heart, everywhere. Say amen, 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 amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, people of God, I feel like it's Friday night. Amen. Glory to God. I just feel like it's Friday night. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's that blessing. That's that Sabbath blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, people of God. Listen, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything, anything, anything. Amen. Simply text us. Amen. I'm going to give you two numbers. Amen. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. Glory to God. Certainly, you can get a copy there. Amen. Yay. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can get a copy. Amen, Jesus. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As well, you can also go out to our Facebook page. Amen, Jesus. Go out there. Amen. Our broadcast, our house there. Amen. Or you can go out to our ReArk Prayer Group 52 page. Amen. Same broadcast is being broadcasted there. Amen. You can go out there and listen to it as well. Don't forget, amen, as well. You can go out to the web. Amen, Jesus. Go out to Prayer News Network. Amen. Just type that, Google that. Amen, Jesus. And there, amen, Jesus, our broadcast, our house as well as podcasts. Amen. If you prefer to listen to podcasts, amen, you can certainly listen in there as well. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight, people of God, for those of you that are, amen, in other countries that are downloading our broadcast. Amen. We pray. We certainly pray, trust, and believe that you are being blessed. Amen, Jesus, even though we're miles away. Amen, Jesus, yet and still you are getting this word, and that matters. Amen. You are getting this gospel. Amen, this liberating word, this life-changing word. Ha-ya-ya-ya. Yes, you're getting this word. Amen, and this is our purpose. Amen, this is our intention. Amen, to get this word out, glory to God, to get it out to the masses, amen, glory to God. We may never see you, glory be to God, but as long as you're getting this word, as long as you're being blessed, amen, that is the will of God, amen, concerning you, amen. We're just grateful to be here, amen, Jesus, being used by God, amen, to get this word out, amen, over the miles, over 48 countries now. Amen, Jesus. We bless God for that. Amen. Truly, it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. Amen. Again, we thank God for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. We are here every night at 9 o'clock. We're here every single night at 9 o'clock. Amen. Getting his word out. Amen. For somebody to hear, amen, that somebody might be saved, amen. Glory to God. Listen, if this word has touched you, if this word has blessed you, amen, or if you have, amen, under the conviction of this word, glory to God, or the word of God that is preached, amen, on this broadcast, amen, Jesus, if it is doing something for you, amen, let us know. Glory to God. Go out to our PNN page, amen. You can put a note out there. Let us know. Glory to God, amen, Jesus. You can go out, glory to God, onto our messenger page. Glory to God. Let us know what the word is doing for you, amen, glory to God, so that we can rejoice, amen, glory to God. We can rejoice with you, amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, we thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen, Jesus. Attentiveness. Glory to God. We pray that you get this word and continue to rejoice in this word. Amen. Continue to rejoice in this due season. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, my heart is rejoicing. Glory to God again. I think I skipped over a couple of days. Amen. I'm already in the Friday. Hey, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So people of God, God bless you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. Again, we thank God for you. Thank you for taking out time. Thank you for listening to hear what the Lord is saying unto you. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. On behalf of myself, amen, the PNN advisors, the prayer warriors, and everybody that makes up this Prayer News Network Global, we say unto you, God bless you, we love you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings unto you, and this does conclude tonight's broadcast. God bless you.